AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Fighting continues to rage in eastern Ukraine, and AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports more bodies have been discovered in a city that fell to Russian forces.
In the southeastern port city of Mariupol, workers have been pulling out between 50 to 100 bodies from each smashed building in the war-ravaged city. Meanwhile, heavy fighting continues in the eastern Donbass region as Russian forces fiercely battled for control over the town of Severodonetsk. The city is the main focus in Russia's campaign to capture Ukraine's industrial heartland. The consequences of the war are being felt far beyond eastern Ukraine because shipments of Ukrainian grain are bottled up inside the country, driving up the price of food. I'm Karen Chamas.
European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde says the Ukraine war is hurting European economies.
It is disrupting trade, is leading to shortages of materials, and is contributing to high energy and commodity prices.
The ECB is planning to raise interest rates next month for the first time in 11 years in an effort to tame inflation. In this country, mortgage rates are up.
The 30-year mortgage rate jumped to 5.2% this week, says Freddie Mac. A year ago, it was under 3%. Not only are mortgage rates going up, home prices have been rising a lot. Taken together, those two things have been pushing some potential home buyers right out of the market. The Fed's been battling inflation by raising interest rates, and it's signaling that more big rate hikes are ahead. That means higher costs for mortgages, as well as credit cards, auto loans, and other borrowing for individuals and businesses. I'm Rita Foley.
Claims for unemployment benefits were also up this week, but the total collecting jobless aid is still the lowest since 1970. Stocks remain lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. The PGA Tour says members playing in a Saudi-funded league are no longer eligible to play PGA events. AP golf writer Doug Ferguson.
They spoke to players about this in February, that if you want to go to this new league funded by the Saudis, but just don't expect to be able to take fruit from both trees here. And so once they officially played, once the ball was in the air this morning outside London, then the tour released a memo just letting them know that you're not eligible for PGA Tour events anymore.
The USGA has said players can still play the U.S. Open being held in Massachusetts next week. Ferguson on one participant.
Phil Mickelson's reception outside Boston, to me, is almost as anticipated as who wins the tournament. Because Phil's very, very popular. He's very beloved and has been for 30 years. And I think he's turned a lot of people off by his comments earlier in the year and his decisions to go chase after money.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.